Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
George Torres Jr. died inside a suitcase while playing a game of hide and seek. But was it a tragic accident or murder? In this episode of Monsters Who Murder, the video footage that will change your perception of this case as Sarah Boone tries to defend herself in the police interrogation.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions.
Police found 27 corpses.
Australia's worst serial killer.
Even though I didn't want to get in the car, I had to.
With Amanda Howlett and Robert McKnight.
And we're back with Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions. I am Rob McKnight. You can find me at Rob_McKnight on Twitter. And of course, the serial killer whisperer, Amanda Howard, is here with me. She's a true crime author as well and a criminologist. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Robert. Can I just tell people that your full name? I just think it's interesting that people need to know this. It's a very important part of you.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to say the first and second one together. It's Robert Arthur Leslie McKnight. I just have to put it out there, guys. That's just amazing. Just
well, you know how it happened. My dad wanted to call me Robert Arthur McKnight because he wanted the initials Ram. Mum wanted my middle name to be Leslie after her stepfather, and basically they kept changing the card on the bed, and both names ended up in there.
See, I never knew that. I just knew that you had a handful of a name there, and I just thought people needed to know that.
It's a bit of a juggle, and those watching the video cast today will see we're in matching blue today.
Oh, no. That was completely unintentional, but it worked well.
Was it?
mine actually matches my pajama pants, so that's all.
Oh, good. and for those watching the video cast today, it's going to be a really fascinating episode. And there's occasional episodes where I say you should get across the video feed. This is one of them, because some of the footage we're about to show in just a few moments is really, really shocking. And if you do want to do that, you can subscribe to the $25 plus tier on Patreon at patreon.com/MWMconfessions, or you can just go and get this episode for $5 on Uscreen by going to mwm.uscreen.io. When we get there, you'll understand what I'm talking about, but this is a good episode to try out the video feed. Amanda, we've been seeing this investigation go for some time now. Now what we're seeing is in the interview room, Connolly has the stage and she is set to deliver a huge piece of evidence to show Boone. But where this goes, well, we're all in for a shock.
So, to your recollection, no videos on Sunday?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, maybe took a picture of them, the two of Tess and the dogs, and George and them dancing, but I mean, or it's just Tess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have something that I want to show you that we found. And it was from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it?
If you need to move it around, go ahead.
No, I don't remember that.
For everything you've done to me. For everything you've done to me.
Your battery's about to die.
Sure, I do.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, Amanda. She has a key piece of evidence and the laptop's running out of power.
And if this was like 94 or something, I'd understand, but there is no need for that. But you could hear that hard drive start to kick in, the fans going crazy. And so she gets like 10 seconds of that, and that's enough, though.
Oh, my goodness. For those on the pod, you heard me coughing up some water there. I was a bit caught out there. What a shocker. So, yeah, she's got a video. This is a key video of the video of the guy in the suitcase. They're talking about the night. 5 seconds into the laptop, it shuts down. It could not have happened at a worse time, Amanda.
No, because now she knows that something's there, that they couldn't sort of run in straight into her shock. Like, you were shocked. She just went, oh, yeah, your battery's dead. She wasn't responding like, oh, my God, what is this? What's going on and everything? She is just delayed in, like, what's happening. And then it goes, you know, please plug in your laptop. Done. Oh, my God. It's the worst thing to happen at that moment.
And as we heard, Boone said, I don't remember this. But Connolly does return with a power cord, restarts the laptop, and you will see Boone's anxiety grow.
Do I have to watch this? I continuously throw up. I don't sleep. I don't want to see it, if that's okay.
Well, it's on your phone, and you can either explain it or we take it for what it is.
Yeah. We're just trying to give you the opportunity to tell us what's going on. That's it.
It's that long. 2 minutes.
Okay, we have that video she's about to see. We're going to play it to you first. What you need to know, the video is shot by Boone. It is showing the suitcase in her apartment. The suitcase is moving and George is inside.
For everything you've done to me.
Sarah.
For everything you've done to me.
Sarah.
Fuck you.
Sarah.
Fuck you.
Sarah.
Stupid.
Sarah.
That's my name. Don't wear it up.
Sarah. I can't fucking breathe, babe. Where is he?
Yeah, that's when you do and you choke me.
Sarah. 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 Sarah, I can't breathe, babe.
That's on you.
Sarah, I can't breathe.
It's on you.
Sarah.
Reel around some. Might want to get video for it extra. Because I got this.
Sarah.
Reel around
Sarah.
Some.
Sarah. I can't breathe, babe.
Oh. That's what Sarah. I feel like when you chingle me.
Sarah.
I fuck
can't
you.
Fucking breathe, Sarah.
Yeah. You should probably shut the fuck up.
Sarah.
Shh. I have to say, before we return to the interrogation, Amanda, she said they only had one bottle of wine or a few drinks. She, Boone, certainly sounds drunk there. Or at least not
yeah,
sober.
She's- Yeah, absolutely. She's slurring her words. There's things that she says that I didn't even understand because it's just all mixed together as a jumble. But, you know, this is definitely a very different scene to what we were expecting to see.
Let's go back to the interrogation now as Connolly, Lowen and Boone watch the video.
Fuck you.
That's you, your voice.
My name. Don't wear it up. That's when you do it. It shows me.
I don't want to watch it, please.
Last time we talked to you, you had said that you put him in the suitcase, he had two fingers hanging out.
I flipped him over. I flipped him over, and that's where it was.
There's two different videos and a still picture where, yeah, it shows you flipping him in different positions and him saying that he can't breathe and you saying, fuck
you. So this is upside down. So in order for him to have gotten into it, it was flipped up. Right. It was flipped up normal.
Yeah.
Like, as if you're packing something. So this is upside down.
Guys, this is killing me right now.
So this image is upside down, and then this small video that occurred 11 minutes later, it's flipped over the other way, closer to your dining room table.
Okay.
Now, he's obviously still in there. So he didn't... How did it go from the back to the front?
I flipped it.
Okay.
My plan was not to go upstairs and go to sleep.
Well, that's what you did.
Yeah.
But not intentional, though.
No, you told me you went upstairs because you were getting ready for bed.
Stopped here.
Okay, but...
Where's here?
Show me where you can see any fingers coming out, because there's the end.
It's and his head's right here.
Mm-hmm.
So going like this, rather than going all the way up, it's like this.
But why is he saying I can't breathe, and why is he pushing on it as if he can't get out?
And it doesn't show a hole.
There's no hole. There's no fingers. I don't see his fingers. There's no hole.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I don't know, like, what you want me to tell you.
I'm just showing you. I'm just telling you what we see and what we've heard from the other video.
I understand.
He's begging for you to let him out. You're laughing in the beginning, and then in the end, it sounds kind of like a...
No, it's not malicious.
Well, saying fuck you...
It's not malicious.
Then what is that?
What does fuck you mean to you?
Well...
Like, if I were to tell my partner...
Oh, like he does. Like, I get called everything but a white woman, so...
Okay.
My intention was not to leave him in there. Please understand that. My intention was not to leave him in there.
But you went upstairs thinking that he could get himself out, but the video shows
that's at no point
when I see his fingers.
And he'll be up here any minute.
And then 30 minutes later, he didn't show.
And he's telling you.
And I didn't wake up.
Do you think he's joking? You told me he was laughing, and
we were before.
The video, there's no
laughing. We first got in there? Both of us were.
So how long was he in there for? Like, this video is at 11:12 when it starts, so was he in there for, like, a long time prior to recording this?
No. No.
So it goes from funny to no longer funny,
but
you're the only one laughing.
But I didn't think that he was, like, panicky. Like,
So pushing up on a suitcase saying, Sarah,
I can't breathe.
George has done that in the past before, too, where it's just, like, he thinks that he's woe is me kind of thing, where it's like,
never been locked in a suitcase where he couldn't get out, so...
It's kind of... I thought it was
the boy crying wolf
kind of thing.
Okay.
And again, my plan...
But nowhere in there is he laughing, is he joking, he is begging, and you're the only one laughing.
Okay.
And you're the only one saying derogatory... comments. Like, you're mad.
No. Please don't... I don't mean to sound negative, and I don't know if I can say this, but, like, it's like you guys are kind of trying to, like, feed me. Like...
No, I'm just trying to show you a video that you no longer want to watch because you probably don't want to know the outcome of how and what you said.
Well, I know what...
You know what's on that video now?
No.
You remember making that video?
No.
Why don't you remember making the video?
Probably because we had been drinking.
But you weren't drunk.
Just because I went upstairs and just
you
because you're
us,
drunk doesn't
you
mean
told
that
us
you
times that you were not drunk. You said that you had your wits about you. You said he had his wits about you.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you don't like not having your wits. In my experience, if somebody cannot remember doing something to the extent of making two videos and a video and taking a photo, they are intoxicated.
Okay.
I understand where you all are coming from.
Well, we're just trying to make sense of it. We're trying to figure out what you're saying.
We're trying to figure out this video.
You explain it to us. We're listening.
I just did. Like, we were playing, and then, like, I thought it was... My plan was not to go upstairs and go to sleep. My plan was not to... He'll be up here any minute.
But you willingly went upstairs and went to sleep. No one forced you to go upstairs and...
My plan wasn't also to leave him in the suitcase.
So why didn't you take him out?
Because I went upstairs, and then I fell asleep.
But why didn't you consciously think... He's asking to come out.
I didn't do it intentionally.
What do you think is going to happen if you leave somebody in a confined space like that?
Well, I thought by not zipping it up all the way, it would be okay. My plan was not to leave him in the
suitcase. And what was your plan?
Waiting for him to come upstairs.
Hasn't the mood in that room completely changed? Boone is certainly feeling the pressure now, Amanda.
Yeah, she's so much on the back foot now, and it's interesting that she can't remember doing these videos, but she can remember moving him around in different positions. So she can't have it both ways. So if she's saying, you know, I was so blind drunk, I don't remember any of this, and that video shows that she was very drunk. She was very slurry and all of that, unless she was having a TIA at that same time. But what is happening
TIA?
Is that they're now... a transischemic arrhythmia, it's just a type of stroke, like a tiny stroke, just to sort of do it in broad strokes. Just
okay.
You can, people have those, you know, you go, oh my God, I think I've had a stroke. Or some people get ill from that without being a full stroke.
But anyway, that's not the case here.
No, it's not the case here, that's for sure. I forget that I use words sometimes. I probably shouldn't.
That's why I'm here. That is my sole purpose, to ask the questions on behalf of being an idiot. And so if I ask the questions I don't understand, everyone else watching is likely to know most of the answers, but occasionally there's someone who isn't down with the lingo. Not an idiot. I'm the idiot. The listeners have more of a clue, let's be honest.
Yeah, true.
You didn't have to agree to that wholeheartedly.
I know.
You could have just said, Rob, you're not an idiot. You're just uneducated in the ways of true crime at times.
Okay, let's cut or not and just we're not editing that out. I'm not just leave that.
I leave everything.
But yeah, going back to what we're talking about though, it's exactly what's happening here. They're asking question after question over the top of what she's saying to try and confuse her. And as she's like, oh, you're trying to feed me. She's believing that they're giving her sort of, you know, suggestions to make her sort of make up a story herself. And they're saying, no, there's the proof. The evidence is there. You don't even want to watch the end of it. And she watched only seconds of it because she's now freaking out what's on it. She doesn't know what she says, apparently, you know, but she's not upset. And she got asked about, well, what does fuck you mean then? And she went on a whole thing about being white, and it was just strange. But they've got this pressure on now that's sort of making her realize that she needs to sober up really, really quickly, which is why she was asking for drinks the day before, because she was so dehydrated. But it's just, she now understands that the story has to change again, and she has to make this fit. And like when Lowen said at the end there, when she goes, my plan wasn't to go upstairs and go to sleep, and he says, well, what was your plan? That was the excellent question that sort of baffled her, and she sort of started backtracking, and she's going to be keeping her heels in the dirt for this, because it's going to go in crazy.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Places.
Yeah, look. I actually have some sympathy for her, which might surprise you. I don't know why she downplayed the drinking in the first place. Strategically, I think that was a mistake as far as her defense goes. But things happen when you're drunk. She might have – that video, yep, it looks mean, and, you know, she obviously wants a bit of payback for things that are going through her head. She's drunk. She's in a position to make him suffer for a bit. I can totally imagine that she thinks he'll get out soon. I'll go and wait for him upstairs. Now, if she hadn't fallen asleep, I believe that she would have come down and opened up the bag. She's fallen asleep, not really thinking. There's no doubt in my mind that she really thinks this is going to kill him. I just don't think that was part of her mindset.
And I totally 100% agree with that. This, it's killed him. She allegedly will be responsible for his death. But at the same time, as you said, that the real scenario of her being absolutely shit-faced on wine as well as him has played into this. And the fact that she's gone upstairs, she probably went up and didn't go to sleep, but she was unconscious, that she just went and that was it. I don't think she was sitting up there for half an hour saying, oh, is he coming up? Is he coming up? I think she was gone. I think that that part of it we don't see, but at the same time, you know, how long does she wait before she lets him out? You know, even if she had gone upstairs, and I think this is going to go into a bit more what's about to happen, but it's just interesting that she has gone against her own defence for most of this, of what she said to police.
Yeah, I don't know why the drinking was such a thing she wanted to. Maybe it's that thing that when you've had a big night, sometimes you don't realize, yeah, I had a bottle, you know, or like, you know, I had a few glasses, we shared a bottle, and you don't actually realize how much you've drunk. But she sounds pretty drunk in that video. And of course, the first thing detectives can come back at her with is, but you weren't drunk, because that has been her narrative the whole time.
Exactly. And that's and that's what is going against her. She has been a victim of domestic violence. She has substance issues that they both have. She's trying a last ditch effort to sort of, you know, play jigsaw puzzles and just have some fun, you know, just have a glass of wine. And he's ended up dead. It's not, I don't think, the plan that she had, but there is a moment that she could have stopped this, and that's the issue. And they have that on camera that she didn't stop it.
And all that other stuff leads to motive, because if she's gone down the path of, in these interviews, talking about domestic violence and all the other issues in their relationship, so when you see this video and the way that he's died, it leads to motive of taking care of a situation. Having said that, I actually don't believe she was motivated to kill him. I think this is a tragic accident, but both detectives now, well, they're going to throw things that she has said in the video and in the interview back at her, just like we've been talking about, but they are putting it to her.
And that's what you told him in the video, that I couldn't breathe when you cheated on me.
No.
That's how I felt when he said, Sarah, I can't breathe. And you told him,
I don't know what you want. This is...
What would you say if somebody told you that they had done this?
Done what?
Zipped somebody in a suitcase and went up and went to bed.
Do you all not think... So you all think that it's like, oh, good, I got him in there, now I'm going to go to sleep? Is that what you guys are trying to assume? Or trying to, like...
Or just the video is very portraying of the opposite of what you told us.
No.
It does not... Right. It is not leading up... It is not matching what statement you gave us in the car.
So,
and that's why we want to know.
And I don't remember doing this.
The injuries are not consistent with what you've told us. So we have a lot of inconsistencies, and this video explains itself. It really, truly does.
You don't think that I had thought about that?
Thought about the video or thought about...
But no, again, if you don't mind, please. So you all are assuming that it's like, oh, good, I got him in there, now I'm going to go to sleep? Is that what you all are assuming?
Well, it's not an assumption when that's what you told us that happened.
That's what happened.
And the video...
Yeah.
I mean...
But I'm not going to say...
You thought he could get out on his...
Yes.
But the video shows that he cannot get out on his own.
But when I unzipped it, I unzipped it with one finger.
From the outside.
But it had the hole in it.
And you're claiming that it had a paperclip, so that's what assisted you in doing it.
No.
What you told us.
When I had my sweatshirt, I said I thought it had a paperclip on it. It's got...
But the zipper part is broken.
Yes, which is why we were going to zip it.
Yeah.
I just...
You were able to unzip it from the outside very easily, because that's the way they're designed.
But you could on the inside, too. I don't know how.
Well, why wouldn't he have gotten himself out if he could?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if he saw, like, where the hole was. I don't know.
I didn't see a hole.
No one
I didn't see
the
no fingers
You're
sticking
the only
out.
One that's what I'm saying. Like, he's in one position, and where his head would be, we should be able to see fingers. And then when it's flipped over onto this right side, again, his head is closer to us facing the video, so we should be able to see fingers, and we don't see anything. We see no movement of him trying to unzip it or physically unzipping it. All we see is pushing up, trying to push out of it.
Please do not assume.
I'm not assuming. I haven't assumed anything. I follow evidence.
But my intention was not, again, oh, good, I got him in there. Now I'm just going to go to sleep.
What do you think someone that knows nothing about this or hears just a little bit, like, oh, they were playing around in a suitcase.
She's been drinking.
And then watching
that
video.
Probably went to sleep. That's what happened.
But you let him out before. I mean, you put him in, so why didn't you take him out?
Because I was upstairs and I fell asleep.
No, before you went upstairs. You, like, consciously had to walk upstairs. You obviously remember going to bed because you were able to give me a time frame on that. Mm-hmm. And you specifically mm-hmm. told me that you went upstairs.
My intention is not for this to happen. I am sick about it. I've never done anything like this before in the past.
This isn't going well for her. She's trying to maneuver around this without much success at all.
Yeah, she's trying to make it like they're telling her what to say, but they're going, the proof is here. You know, regardless of what she's saying, they have it. And because she has told them so many fanciful stories up to here, you know, of the game of hide and seek and everything, and he got in there by himself and all of that, this video is what they have to go with. And this is like, it's like that they're sitting there and she's got the knife in her hand. They're saying, like, the proof is there. We have it on camera of you talking to him in such a revolting way. And that you are now saying that, no, you didn't do that and that wasn't you. I mean, she's becoming so defeated that the long stories are gone. The trying to say all these fanciful things is gone. She's no longer talking with her hands. Her hands are tucked between her thighs. Her shoulders are hunched. Her ankles are crossed. She's trying to sort of shrink now because she feels cornered. And rightly so, because she is. But, I mean, look at Connolly during that. She's picking fluff off her pants. They have no interest in what she has to say.
Funny you say that.
Because they've got the smoking gun.
It was an interesting – it's funny. I noticed this as well, and it really stood out to me that while Boone is talking, Connolly looks down, oh, there's a bit of fluff on my pants, I'll just rub that off. And it's a subtle thing, but it shows – it's interesting what you've just said. It shows a lack of interest in what she's saying. From my point of view, Boone's defense is simple. I was drunk. I was angry at him. I wanted him to suffer for a bit. I was going to leave him for 10 minutes. I was going to go upstairs so that I couldn't hear him. And then I was going to come back down and release him. I fell unconscious. You know, like, whatever you think of that scenario, you know, whether you think she's a good or bad person, that doesn't lead to an intent of wanting to kill him. And I believe her. When she's saying, it was not my intention, I genuinely believe her.
Yeah, but if she was so scared of him, what would happen when she unzipped the suitcase? So do you think he would come out and hug her and say, oh, well, that was fun. Tip, you're it. Like.
Well, it's a very good point. I don't know if she had thought that far ahead. He would have had relief getting out. Would that have led to a violent episode? I genuinely can't say. I still don't believe. Look, if you're going to kill someone, this is the most stupid way to do it, right? Because,
true.
You know, let's be honest, He's stuck in a suitcase, even if we didn't have the video. There's no other scenario where you couldn't have let him out, right?
Yeah.
So even without the video, her fingerprints are all over this. So
yeah.
It's not a smart way to kill someone, is it?
No, it's a terrifying way to do it for him, you know, and the fact that he would be calling out and she wasn't answering would have made him panic even more.
But I mean
more,
in terms,
you know,
of realizing guilt in a court of law.
Yeah.
And an investigation, this is not a smart way to kill your partner.
No. And as you said, it comes down to intent, but her lack of intent to free him has to come into play here. So,
and I get that.
And this is why we have all of these different, yeah, this is why, you know, there's all of these different counts that comes up in homicide, because there is the, you know, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. So this isn't going to be, well, I wouldn't believe it to go up as a murder 1 case. Absolutely not. 2 or 3, maybe, because they're going to look at intent as much as they possibly can. And that's where the video comes into play, is her responses to him begging. And, you know, like if she even said on it, you know, oh, my God, I'm terrified to let you out. That's different again. So, but the fact that we don't have that, it's very grey.
Yeah. Look, absolutely. And look, as we mentioned in the previous episode, this case is still before the court. See, this is something we haven't done on Monsters Who Murdered before. We've never covered a case in depth like this that's still before the courts. So we will be following it as it goes through the courts and as there is a final outcome. But for now, Boone is backed into a corner, just like Amanda said, and it's time for another one of her speeches.
This is horrific, okay? Horrific.
It is terrible.
Yeah, horrific. I don't think I'll ever be right because of this. Ever be right. Dealing with everything else that I have in my life, personally, and then this,
okay,
whom I loved. It was not intentional. I will put my hand on the Bible. It was not intentional. I would not do that to him nor anyone else.
But you did.
Not intentional.
You intentionally went up to bed.
I didn't intentionally go to bed because I'm thinking, okay, can I get out?
How did you not intentionally go to bed? You said you went upstairs and got into bed. That's intentionally going to bed.
Waiting for him.
And he doesn't come, but you don't go down to check on him.
So I happen to go to sleep. When I say go to sleep,
and what do you normally do when you go to bed? What do you normally do when you go to bed?
What do you mean?
What is a bed for? Going to sleep.
Right.
So you go to
bed.
But
obviously, you
can
tell too that, like, I think
you go to bed.
Also.
To do what? Okay. You kept telling us, hey, I wasn't intoxicated. I wasn't this. I wasn't that.
Being drunk and intoxicated, which. Yes, you can tell that I've been drinking, but...
Okay. So if you weren't intoxicated, then why would you ever leave somebody in a suitcase that's begging to get out, that's telling you they can't breathe?
If I hadn't been drinking, you still think it would be the same thing? Where it's like, hop in. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah, look, she's not helping herself here. She's making it about her and not about the dead partner. No real insight there, but is that part of being a rabbit in the headlights scared?
Or a narcissist. You know, this is about self-preservation. You know, this is not a scared bunny. She's literally worried about saving her own skin now, you know, and they're putting it to her, you know, why did you go upstairs? You know, this is your intent. You intended to go upstairs. You intended to go to bed. You intended to go to sleep. You knew where he was. Drunk or not, you knew where he was even for those 12 seconds. You don't forget that you have a partner after 12 seconds because you went downstairs regardless of how drunk you are. But it's amazing that... You know, we've had no tears. We've had no, oh, my God, don't you realize, like, my partner's dead. You should be easy on me. You know, this was a tragic accident. But, no, it's self-preservation. And, indeed, everyone would fight for their lives. But it's about what else is going on. And she has no desire to even consider that that she had anything to do with this. Like, she's the one who zipped it up. She's the one who moved it around. She's the one who sat there and recorded it. He didn't do any of that. Like, he just said, please let me out. You know, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And she chose to go, yeah, fuck you, I'm going upstairs.
Yeah. All of that, true. Again, intent is the key question here. Lowen is now, he's now going in with the suspected lies in her story and calling her out.
Is that what you all are trying to do? To portray me as?
We're not trying to do anything. I'm simply asking you to explain to me what happened.
Everything was fine and dandy.
Everything fine and dandy.
Was fine and dandy. You all don't. Okay, for me to tell you this again, mind you, I've been without him for a day now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you all want me to tell you, because this was not in any way, shape, or form, hand on the Bible, intentional.
Okay. So you just left
him there? I didn't kill him.
You left him there to teach him a lesson?
I didn't mean to leave him there. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You got up and walked away. How is that not intentionally leaving him there?
Because I'm looking at the hole knowing that it's there. He'll get out no harm. Because you don't.
And then he doesn't. But you don't go check on him. You say you're up for 30 minutes and he doesn't come up. You don't go down and check on him?
I'm in the bed.
You even move.
And don't stop.
You move. You admit to moving the suitcase, like, over. So
you roll it.
You roll it over. Like, it's not like.
I didn't want him to be like that.
Don't.
What?
You didn't want him to be upside down? How do you even get upside down?
Right.
I want you.
You guys are killing me right now.
I just want you to hear.
That's how he talks to me most of the time.
So this is interesting. Connolly, during all of that, just starts playing the video as Boone tries to convince them that she didn't do anything. Do you think Connolly just made up for the flat battery error earlier?
I think it could be possible. It might have been a ploy that I've never seen before. So, but it's interesting now that it plays perfectly fine. And, you know, she's a little bit distracted when it first starts playing again, but then she just starts to talk over it. In John Douglas's Mindhunter book, he actually talks about in one case they bought the weapon used and put it into the interrogation room, and it was a rock. And the guilty person couldn't stop looking at it, and they were completely and utterly focused on it, you know, that they could tell that they knew that he knew that that's what he used. And I think we have a smoking gun here too, but she's not focused on it, you know, like, and the fact that she says, oh, you guys are killing me right now. That's what the video is showing you doing to him. You know, you were killing him right then. You know, it's just amazing that she doesn't seem to be perturbed by it as much as she should be. And so, you do start to think, like how Lowen says, you know, and I have to admit, I love his fuchsia shirt that he wears. It's amazing. But he's just sort of saying, yeah, but here it is. This is you doing this. This is not just, oh, you zipped him up. He was on his side and you left him and you thought he would get out. She's rolled that suitcase around so he's upside down. You know, it's not just, oh, this is for uncomfort. This is to torture him. And the torture ended up with a possible death.
Two things. Mindhunter, it's just been announced there won't be any new episodes made.
No.
Yes. The creator said it's too taxing to make the episodes and the audience isn't really there for it, so there will not be any more episodes of that. Sorry to break that news to you. I assumed you knew, Amanda. Sorry.
No, I'm heartbroken.
Okay. Moving on.
Yep.
The other part of that is it is going to be very difficult, even if there is a slit in the suitcase. Think about this. When you are crammed inside trying to find and think clearly to get the zipper undone, even if it only takes two fingers, you don't you can't move. You're crammed into a suitcase, lest we forget. So even if she thought he could get out, obviously she couldn't. Obviously he couldn't. Anyway.
Well, earlier in this, she had said that the zipper was broken, like it didn't have its clip on the end.
Yes.
So this was a broken suitcase. But
you can still move it with your fingers to open it. Closing it is harder because if you think about a suitcase, as soon as you've got that little hole, you can use your fingers. She's right on that, and you probably would need some kind of clip or whatever to close it because you can't. It's harder to get between the zip. There's no doubt he obviously couldn't get to it. Look, she's under pressure from the detectives, and Boone's story changes once again.
So when he asked to be let out, like, what's your reasoning for not letting him out?
When I was upstairs?
No, when he's asking on the video, he asked multiple times. He asked to be let out. I can't breathe. Why didn't you let him out?
Well, number one, I had no idea it was going to end like that.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two, just, you know what? I'll give you 5 minutes or so in there. I'll give you 5 minutes or so.
5 minutes for what?
Well, based off the video, one video is at 11:12 and the next one's at 11:23, so you actually gave him at least 11 minutes per video recording. So my thing is, when it stopped, he asked multiple times, I mean, why? Why did you not let him out? It's just a simple question.
To be honest with you, I mean,
don't. Were you punishing him?
No. Just.
Well, that's what you're saying in the video.
This is what you get. This is what you make me feel like.
See, and then it's all backfired on me. Like, it's all backfired on me. And I understand the severity of this. I just.
No, you're dead.
It's awful, I know.
Okay.
She's been worn down, and it is amazing how easily it's happening.
Well, yeah, they keep going back to the evidence. And like she says, I'll just leave him there for a bit and come back. And they said, we have timestamps. How long he was in that suitcase before you went to bed. You know, it's not like, oh, it's 30 seconds worth. Like, we hear only a bit of what happened during that time. But she sat there and taunted him like that for about a quarter of an hour in total. Mm. So, you know, it's a long time to sit there and him beg for his life. And I don't know if he would have lasted that long, let's face it, because he is crumpled up and has had alcohol and he, you know, is panicking as well. So it'd be interesting to know how he felt and an actual time of death, if it would be closer to then or a few hours after that, because, you know, the brain death would have come first because of the lack of oxygen. But, yeah, she's like, you know, oh, I understand the severity of this. You know, I didn't think we'd end up here. She doesn't understand what's going on. She has no idea that she is about to go down for this. Like they're about to charge her for this. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, my bad, basically.
So you don't think she knows that she's really facing severe charges for this?
No, she thinks that she's going home. She thinks it was, you know, oops, you know, that's not what I intended to happen. It happened. Well, accidents happen. Let's move on. That is how she's seeing this.
Yeah, and I think this next clip is going to show exactly what you're talking about.
And I will tell you both this right now, too. I will never drink alcohol again.
Okay.
Like, I will never drink alcohol again. I don't care what it is in any way, shape, or form.
She might not really have a choice. This is before the courts, but if she is found guilty, this could be a conviction.
Well, yeah, and if she does go to jail for this, you know, the only sort of alcohol she's going to get is probably stuff that they make into a toilet, because I know there's, like, toilet water vodka and stuff that they can make, you know. But she's like, okay, you know, I'm not going to drink again, you know, that's what's responsible here, you know, I only had a glass or two, of course, like she keeps saying. But, you know, she thinks that she can go home. She doesn't realise that she's responsible for a man's death, whether it be intentional or not intentional. That is the part that we need to get to. But, it's not like, oh, well, maybe next time don't do that.
Mm. And, of course, she brings it back to her being a victim.
There was obviously something in your head that you were thinking of when he was asking to let be let out, and you're like, no,
again, it's the boy calling wolf.
Okay, but where does this game end? I don't. Did you say this is a game? You got
obviously
in there.
Like the wrong way.
So what was your intention for leaving him in there?
And it's not fair. It is not fair. You guys are trying to again. Oh, he's in there. Night, night.
That's what happened.
No.
That's absolutely what happened.
Intentionally.
How's it not? You got up off the couch, walked up a flight of stairs, and got in your bed.
Thinking he was going to get out.
And he didn't. And you still didn't go down and check
And it's
up.
The whole 30-minute thing that you guys are trying to do.
I don't care about
whatever.
Minutes.
Like, I, for all
He's
I know, it's 10
for
minutes.
His life. He's begging for his life, telling you he can't breathe.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I don't. I didn't intentionally mean for this to happen.
But you can tell us why you left him in there and went upstairs. That's my only issue. Like, what am I supposed to write? What do I write?
So my thing is, though, it's what I have a feeling is I went upstairs and just hit the bed kind of thing. But, again, I'm thinking he'll be up here any minute. But then I go out.
But my question is, why didn't you just let him out prior to going up?
I don't know why.
He's begging to be let out. He's not laughing. He's not having fun.
This, right,
you said,
I know.
This, you
I
said
don't know.
This was supposed to be fun. You were laughing before. Before you said he was laughing, you were laughing, you went upstairs, he had his fingers out of the bag, and he was playing. Well, obviously, that's not the case.
So are you guys, so what is it you're trying to, like,
we're just trying to figure out why.
Why? What?
Why?
What was
why?
The motivation for leaving him in the bag?
Why he was left in the bag? Why the video?
I didn't have any motivation. It was me, he and I having a great day, fooling around and being stupid, and apparently me going upstairs and going to, okay. hitting the bed, not going to sleep, okay. where it's like, I'm tired now, I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, that's excluding, you know, that's a good analogy for the day, excluding the fact that he's got a bump on the back of his head, a bump on the front of his head, and his lip is busted, and he has a bump on his eye. I mean,
I don't know what you all want me to tell you.
It's interesting. We've sort of talked about this. There's not a second of grief for her dead partner here. It feels like she's really wanting to blame him for how it all ended.
Well, yeah, because she's saying, well, he didn't get out. She's saying that, you know, regardless of what was going on, he should have ended the joke and got out. But we know that he was in there for at least a quarter of an hour with her in the room. Doesn't she think that if he could get out, he would have? And that's what this is coming down to now. They're saying if he could have got out, he'd have got out and we wouldn't be sitting here today. So you decided to leave him in there. You didn't help him out. You didn't say, okay, I'll let you out. Ha ha, it's over. A quarter of an hour, he couldn't get out and he was losing his breath.
Yeah. Well, Boone wants to end the interview and she uses a certain phrasing that I'm pretty sure we've all heard before.
I'm leaving it like this. I did not intentionally do this.
Yeah, where have we heard that before?
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
How did that all end for Bill Clinton?
Exactly. So it's amazing how people like to make these emphatic decisions and they say, you know, I did not have sexual relations. I did not kill him. We see this used as a way to sort of stamp home that this is what's happening. No minced words. I'm using the right words I need to say. And, you know, it's a do not pass go, do not collect $200. This is them saying, you know, that's it. You know, that's how I'm going to end this right now. And we know it doesn't. We know that that's not what happens. People don't go, oh, okay, well, you said it that way. Well, we're not going to look at it. We're not going to dig into her dress and all this sort of stuff. We're going to leave it there, you know. But it's her trying to say, I'm not talking again. But, you know, it's just a wonderful thing that she did that we can use Clinton's thing to show that that is a lie and this is used in an attempt to deceive.
Yeah. We've got to do a whole episode on politicians' statements and their body language, Amanda.
Oh, yes, please. I would love to do that. There's so many things that they do because they are trained in how to use their body language. So when it fails them, it's just so beautiful. Yes, definitely doing that.
Sounds like a good one. Meanwhile, Boone remains totally clueless to her predicament.
So am I getting my phone back?
No.
Not today.
Wow, talk about being in a totally different reality. How can she think this is going away? I'll get my phone back and I'm walking out. You know, like there's key evidence on this thing.
Yep. She literally thinks that she's walking out today with her phone and going home to get her Dr. Pepper that's still sitting on the bench at home and her pack of ciggies out the back, and she's just going to get on with life. She really thinks that nothing is going to happen. She's just, this is just an oops, and, things happen.
Yeah. Well, wanting her phone and laptop back, they now backfire on statements she made earlier.
Am I getting my phone back?
No.
Not today.
What about Lucas's laptop?
No.
Not today.
Not today.
What does that mean?
We're still going through everything.
Oh, that's fine.
You're the one just telling us there's videos that we need to see on it, so we need to do our due diligence that we go through everything.
See, and that backfires on me now, too, because now you all think that I had even more, in quotes, intent to do what I did then, which was not intentional.
What's that?
Is that correct?
She's asking about your tagging your hand.
No, but I'm asking if that's correct.
No, I'm not going to read anything that you're saying. I'm not that you're...
I think the penny's starting to drop.
Well, yeah, because she's saying, you know, he was so horrible to me and, you know, I've got all this evidence against him and, you know, I have a motive and all of this, and then I'm saying, oh, whoops, no, I didn't say that. You know, this was an accidental thing that happened. And, you know, yeah, she's digging her own hole and she has a lot of defences. I admit that she can go into this in several different ways. But in the end, a man is dead and she had the opportunity to not have that happen.
Well, Lohan then leaves the room with the laptop, leaving Connolly and Boone in the room together.
I get it. Look, I get it. That looks really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what scares me. Like, what do I need to plan on? I promise you, on my son's life, it was not intentional. I promise you, on Lucas's life, it was not intentional.
I don't know you. I can't say I know anything about you. I don't know what would be a true statement or what not. I mean, if you're promising on your son's life, that's fine.
That's how much it means.
Sorry.
That's how much it means.
Okay.
I hope you take that to heart. Please.
It's documented that you said that. Yeah, I get it.
She's desperate. She's now swearing on her son's life even.
Can someone tell me where someone died because someone swore on their life? Have we ever seen a cause of death? Well, her brother said, oh, my sister's life, you know, I'm telling you the truth. Honestly, it means bullshit. Why do people use it? Like,
because it's in a religious sense, it's the ultimate sacrifice, isn't it? It is a way of conveying
sacrificing someone else to kill a second person.
But someone who means the world to you, you know, significantly, a child's life is more important than your own. Usually, a parent would give up their life for their kids, and when a parent says, "I swear on my son's life," that is a sign that this is serious, I'm telling the truth. That is traditionally what it's meant to mean. Not literally.
This is the same son, though.
If she's lying, the son will die.
This is the same son that she was too drunk to answer the phone calls to come and get. So that's the priority there. But it is like the cops don't give a shit. Cops are not going to say, well, we're going to get you for attempted killing now because you said, like, honestly, it is such a bullshit statement to make. I don't care religion or not.
It's desperate.
No one dies from that. It's not desperate. It's like it's a quantifying statement that says that I'm trying to make you believe what I'm saying, not that it is the truth. I want you to believe it. And like Connolly goes, yeah, I don't know you.
Yeah. Well, while they wait for forensics to come to swab Boone's fingernails, the conversation dies off with just a little bit here and there, but neither detective gives up with Boone's statements.
But my question has remained the same. What do you expect to happen to somebody when you leave them in a position like that?
Yes, but you have to understand, too. I know.
No, just what would you expect to happen to somebody when you leave them in a position?
I have no idea because I've never done it before.
Why have you never done it before?
Why would I?
Exactly.
Why did I do it before?
Why did you do it now?
I clearly have said why.
No, you don't know why. You just know that it's not intentional, but you don't know why. But that's okay.
This seems to be going around in circles. What are they actually wanting to hear here?
They want to hear her intent. So as we've been talking through this, we know that she has almost confessed. Well, she said it wasn't intentional, but yes, he has died. But what they're expecting to hear is her say, I got him into this situation and it was my, like, I wanted to torture him. I didn't want him dead, but I wanted to really piss him off and say, yeah, this is how I feel when you choke me. This is how I feel when you've cheated on me once again. This is how I feel. I want you to feel something of fear like I do when you beat me, you know, but she's not even going there. You know, this is her battered woman syndrome defense that she could be using, saying, yeah, he deserved to be in there and panicking. He deserved to be fearful, you know, but yes, I didn't expect him to die, you know, and that's, it's plausible. It's still a crime, but it's plausible, but she's not even going to go there.
But then she falls on a sword.
I think that's why I haven't slept. Because that's all I see. So that right there says something. Not my intention. Nonetheless, I have to live without him now.
Interesting, she is falling on a sword, but she's a bit self-centered there, saying that having to live with the repercussions of her actions is punishment enough, as in, I don't need any other punishments.
Yeah, she thinks, well, he's dead, you know, I have to now live without him, not I'm going to spend decades in prison thinking about what happened and I should have let him out of that suitcase. You know, she doesn't have this insight of the responsibility and the intent that she had purely because of that camera, because she has filmed what she did and what she said whilst she was extremely drunk, and saying to him as he begged for his life. That's where it comes to. If he was hanging by a rope and saying, I can't breathe, you know, it's exactly the same thing. Mm. There's still, he needed help and she refused. So even if there's intent by not doing something, you know, this can go in so many different ways. But she thinks that she's going to walk out of here, grab her phone, her son's laptop, and, you know, just move George's stuff out of the room and, you know, she'll set that up as a home gym or something. I don't know.
Mm. And then she even tries to minimize George's death.
Sorry. I'm through with alcohol. And it's unfortunate that stupid things like this happen.
Mm-hmm. So, essentially, stupid things like this. It's not murder, not abuse, just stupid things.
Yep, it was an oops. As I said, that is how she is taking this. She understands that she didn't mean for this to happen, but she doesn't understand that she's still culpable for what happened. So, you know, stupid things. Not my husband suffocated, my partner suffocated to death in a suitcase that I had turned upside down.
Well, after forensics come and swab Boone's fingernails, Connolly concludes the interview.
Okay, Sarah. So, you're not free to go. Okay. So, do you promise everything you told us was the truth? Or no? Everything we've talked about today?
Yes. What do you mean?
He asked to swear. Remember how I swore you yesterday on the audio recording? I just forgot, so he raised his hand to remind me to tell you.
Okay.
Do you promise and swear that everything we talked about today has been true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Or which
true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
What, that it wasn't intentional?
Everything you've said today, everything that's come out of your mouth has been true and accurate to the best of your knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge?
Correct. Yes.
Why?
To assure that everything that we talked about is
true and accurate to the best of that person's knowledge.
It's not a trick question.
To the best of my knowledge?
To the best of your knowledge.
Everything that you've told us today is true and accurate to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, but it was not intentional.
Okay.
All right. Do me a favor. Stand up. I need you to turn around, face the wall, put your hands behind your back. Do you have anything in your pockets that I should know about?
No.
Okay.
Why is this happening?
Because George is dead.
Not intentionally.
We understand that.
He's still dead.
Well, we don't.
Someone needs to call Ryan, please.
Okay.
Or can I not make a phone call?
You'll be able to make a phone call when we get you down to the jail.
So why is this happening? So this was a trick.
No, it's not a trick. How was it a trick? I'm even here to ask you to explain a few things to us.
Uh-huh. And you were right, you're right.
Your response to everything was basically, I didn't do it.
Intentionally.
I should go through that.
Doesn't matter. You're still there. Do me a favor. Have a seat.
Really, guys?
Really?
So if I didn't show up, why is it happening?
Because
before y'all said I could leave, that I was done after that.
We were done, yes. We were done. Absolutely.
So that's what it is.
We are done.
Right. Not intentional.
Okay.
So what am I supposed to do now?
You will.
Someone needs to call Brian.
Okay.
Lucas is waiting for Mom to come home. This was not my intention. I thought I was waiting for you all to come and figure out what's what and how many.
That's what we're trying to do.
And I was going to be able to go home and see Lucas. Now he's just not going to have me come home. So there's nothing that I can do.
All right, no.
There's nothing that I can do in order to go home and see Lucas and prepare.
All right, no. You'll be afforded a time in court. You'll be afforded an attorney. You'll be afforded a chance to talk to a judge, and all that stuff will be worked out.
But what's the time frame for that, though?
I have no way of being able to tell you. You should make first appearance probably by tomorrow morning, if not tonight, depending how things are busy, how quickly you get down there. I had a sneaking suspicion
this was going to happen. Okay. And I need water, like, really bad, please.
Have a seat.
You don't check me down here.
Absolutely do not.
I just got those.
Okay. They are not allowed in the jail.
So I can't even smoke cigarettes when I go. And what am I supposed to do with my car?
Can you find where it is? When you get down there, you'll have free phones. You'll be able to call.
What, as soon as possible?
Yeah, once you get down in there, get booked in, you'll be able to use a phone in the waiting room.
But how long will that take? Because I need to talk to Brian.
Yeah, no, it depends how busy, how quickly they get you through. I probably would say within the hour. It's a free phone call in the lobby. It's a free phone call.
All I'm doing is bringing you there. Yep. Paper, you're all good.
She has no clue.
So can I ask you, or whoever it is, those holding cells, am I going to be putting one of those? Because
I don't know.
Last time I had a panic attack.
Okay. Let them know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you're familiar with the big bay. As long as you go in and you act civil to them, they'll set you in the big bay. And you'll be left there for a while.
Can you request that while I'm there?
No, that's not up to us. We don't work at the jail.
As long as what he's saying is if you don't act up.
If you go in and act like this, you'll go in and they'll put you in the big bay. If you go in there screaming and kicking and yelling and cursing at people, I don't know. I'm just letting you know that's what happens. That's how they weed people out. If you go in acting like this.
So I ask for the big bay?
No. They'll put you there as long as you're acting like this.
Yeah, because the last time I had a major panic attack on this little thing.
Hey, change the
code.
Go ahead,
I have not found
it. So what am I going to do with my purse? Oh, fine.
Your purse is going to come, but the cigarettes and stuff can't, so.
I put the lock up, too. My bad.
Oh, no, it's all good. Mine are now opposite, so.
What made you all decide to do this?
Made us decide to do this?
Uh-huh.
George's dad.
You guys, I knew this was going to happen.
You did? Okay.
So I came down here willingly.
Yes, absolutely. We were trying to figure out what's going on. We're still trying to figure out what's going on.
Unintentionally.
Well, intentional or not, George is dead. You act like when you say unintentionally, that absolves you from everything.
I need to get, I have my, I don't know if it's able to be or not.
I apologize.
No. I have things in my car that I need to.
Okay. What kind of stuff do you have in your car that you're worried about?
Well, I have my medication.
Okay, they have a pharmacy there, so if there's something that you have to have right away, you'll be seeing a nurse.
It's panic attack stuff.
Well, again, when you get checked in, you're going to be seeing a nurse. And that they have a pharmacy there, so they'll be able to take care of any kind of that stuff. That protocol is out of my realm. I don't work down there, so I don't know, but I do know they do have a pharmacy and that you will be afforded to see somebody. Okay?
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Amanda, she's making demands like she's going to a hotel.
Yeah, interesting. You know, she literally thinks that she's not going to jail. She thinks that she's going to sort of go and see someone and they're going to give her a phone call and she'll ring her ex-husband again and not a lawyer like she should have done at the start of this. You know, she is making some interesting comments, though.
Yeah. Well, Boone at the time of this recording has been scheduled to go to trial on April 10, 2023, this year. She is facing second-degree murder charges, and we will keep you updated with the events of that trial and the outcome. Amanda, this has been a fascinating case. I have really, for want of a better term, enjoyed going through this one. It's really been an intriguing case to me because of the evidence, her version of events, and what we've seen.
Yeah, it's been a different sort of journey, and this is what I go and try to find when we do these episodes, because I think that the clearer the picture that we have, there's less of a need of interpretation. But at the same time, as we've said through this one, it can go in a number of ways depending on what her defence is. Usually we do cases where we know what their defence is, so if they're going for insanity pleas and things like that, we know to look for sort of those things that would agree with it or prove false. But here we don't know what defences are going to be used, so we have to look at them all, which is a lot of work. But I've thoroughly enjoyed doing this one, knowing that we don't have any sort of clearly defined areas that we can go into.
Mm. Well, for a range of bonus material, go to patreon.com/MWMconfessions. And we're actually doing a thing where we upload our after episode chats. There's some bloopers in there occasionally, and you'll get to hear our thoughts after we've recorded the episode. Plus, if you just want to see the videos, go to mwm.uscreen.io. Thank you, Amanda Howard.
Thank you, Robert.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.